Identität und die Effektivität gekoppelt.
Hey God, don't expect to come over here and find Hollywood. Don't expect it. Don't do that. We've had to fight the CIA who's blocked our money. You ain't got no goddamn money to take care of yourself. Who paid that $25,000 that's going to go out for that child that was suffering enormous? If it hadn't been for the power of whatever I have in the paranormal, the child would have died, or like Rose, and everything comes in sets of threes. She was paralyzed, too, this week with a total massive hemorrhage in her brain from that horrible fall after falling down. And who pays? Who pays for all that airplane and pays all the way and gets a neurologist to meet to the airport and one to come from out of the country if necessary and then on to Cuba for special surgery? That's what I'm talking about. It can be $25,000. Now, what the fuck is important to you? Is it important to you that you eat every goddamn thing you want, or you have your Pepsi Cola, or you have your little creature comforts, or is it really important that your children are taken care of in their hour of need? Now, what the fuck is important to you? Bitch. All the shit that goes on comes through here. We've all been in about you people. It comes through every train that comes through. There's some people who carry on like horses' asses. We hear about it. Georgetown lets us know. They let us all know. I don't have to be a prophet to know the bullshit that comes rolling through here. But a lot of people come, black, worked all their life, poor whites, worked all their life and given and sacrificed, never make a complaint, are so grateful they'll get down, touch the soil and kiss it. The only reason you got problems is because you give yourself time for problems. The conditions of mind are the whole center of the situation. If you get a right attitude, your health will straighten up. Everything will straighten up. Everything will harmonize. If you don't have a right attitude, nothing will go straight. And we'll be very deliberate. I don't raise my voice that many times, but I'm pissed at some of the shit coming in here. I'm pissed at it. I'm horrified that some people never remember me long enough that they get no sooner out of the goddamn country, and I get out of the country, rather, and we start some kind of new horse shit. I don't understand it. I forgive and forget and reconcile and reach out to your loved ones I don't even know, and you still carry on. I go down and pick you up after you've gone out from the movement. I want to ask you, Paul, right off, what the hell do you come over here? Come over, you got a wife over here. I want to ask you, I'm talking to you, why you got a woman pregnant that's pestering our damn church already, pestering our church and threatening over you? Why couldn't you wait long enough? Your wife wasn't here just a few days before you.
Well, Father, well, it's here.
Goddamn men, I don't know why the women don't all declare Amazonas and lesbianism and forget it. It's ridiculous. You don't know anything about this? You don't know anything about the papers she served and all this shit and hounding and calling at San Francisco? And you don't know any woman you got pregnant?
Father,
come on, you fuck some woman, yeah, sits.
Okay. Well, I knew
don't
a woman,
get, don't,
Father,
don't play shit with me. I got an armed guard around here.
And you will get fucked up. You will get fucked up.
Who's pregnant?
I know this woman, Father, but she's not pregnant for me, Father. She have a comrade of her own.
She had a comrade of her own.
Yes, sir.
Are you prepared, my friend, to take a sperm test to prove it's not your child?
Father, I think I am.
You think you are?
Yes, sir.
In other words, you fucked her.
Yes, I had sex, Father.
Then why is she claiming it's your baby? Why don't you get her comrade of her own? Why is she pestering the hell out of us? Why is she after your ass?
I don't know, Father. I just...
She claims you're her fiancé, pestering the hell out of us.
I'm not, Father. I came home. I didn't want to be there with them.
You came home, and good. And I'm glad. And I gave you every opportunity to reach down when the Ku Klux Klan was pressing on all of you, yes, and brought you. But why in the hell did you have to take up that woman? You were living with that woman.
No, Father. I didn't live with that woman.
Well, what is she bothering our church for?
I don't know, Father. I lived with my mom, my so-called mom, when I was down home. I never lived with her.
How'd she know anything about the church?
Well, how'd she get to us? Tell me that. How'd she figure out where you were?
Well, I talked to her, and I told her I was going to meet my father, you know. And I told him that I was leaving there, and I wasn't coming back there anymore. And that's all it was, Father. I don't know how she got a phone from San Francisco. I just told her I belonged to People's Temple.
Yep. How nice of you. How real nice of you.
You always come up with your bullshit.
Why did you do that for? You think that you're going to lay with these women? They ain't going to nail you?
No, Father.
Now it's nailing us.
Father, I didn't even know this was going on, Father.
Well, if you men you had any brains in your head instead of your dick, you'd know that when you're going to tell a woman, I'm leaving, you've been fucking her. You're fucking her, weren't you?
Yeah, I had sex with her, Father.
That's fucking. That's called F-U-C-K, fuck. Jesus Christ. Don't talk about no nonsense and foolishness. Now, what do you think you're going to tell her? Bye-bye, darling, I'm leaving, and she's not going to do some shit to you? You people believe in love that much? You're going to have to get educated over here.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Dad, it is.
Why'd you tell her where you were going? Why did you tell her where you were going?
Why did I tell her?
Yeah, it's a good question. Very sensible question. Why did you tell her where you're going, Paul?
Father, I mean, Dad.
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
I must have been thinking, Father. I mean,
But we're in a new day here. Look, sucker, you're going to get your shit straight right now. Don't come up here lollygagging about you don't know, I don't know. Take your finger out your butt and start talking some straight shit, because we already know from the jump. You thought the woman was dumb, but you tell her that she's at People's Temple, then that casts the shit on us, so we got to pay for your fucking around. So get straight right now from the jump.
What did you want from her? Right, good pointed jive talk. What did you want from her that you told her how to get you? Now, don't play with me because I know life. What did you want from her that you told her how to get a hold of you? Because you didn't want her to get something from you, I'm sure. No man, there's an old story, love them and leave them. So what did you want from her that you told her how to get for her to reach you? Driving us crazy.
Father, I mean, Dad.
I don't care if you call me Father, Dad, Jim, but whatever. I am interested in answers, straight answers. I want to get off to straight record. What was your behavior in Georgetown?
I did whatever was necessary, Dad. I worked and whatever. Mm-hmm. I even look around.
No, you didn't give no trouble in Georgetown. Not a word. Not a speck.
No, Dad, not. I just want to come here today, Dad. That's all. I didn't give anybody else any trouble.
Come on, chap.
What do you consider?
You're on the airplane when the boat's coming tomorrow, and nobody in Georgetown sends anybody on the airplane unless they're sick or seniors are causing us trouble.
Yes,
now,
Dad.
Would you like to tell us what kind of trouble you caused us?
Well, Dad, all I asked to do, Dad, is come over here today.
You asked to come. Well, now, come on. Let's get to the clear. You, in other words, you demand you want to come over here today.
No, I didn't demand that. I asked.
You asked.
Yes, I said I want to get away from Georgetown because it was reminding me too much about the state.
Thank you. All is 70 or 80 of our folk who want to be there. They didn't want to go in there to entertain. They don't like cities. It reminds them socialism is a process of evolution. It doesn't take place overnight. This goddamn country, we've had to fight. When they pulled them out, the trickery of Washington, pulled the leaders out of this country and left one bastard here, we hope will be gone to Washington before too long, and got out of here, formally dismissed, but I can't talk about some things I've been told. But he was a prime minister acting, and we were besieged. They tried to take this goddamn country over to get us.
Yes,
and for six fucking goddamn nights and 7 days, we defended this place with our bodies. While some of you people were fucking around, we defended this place. Right. While you people were moaning and groaning in your own stew and shit you create for yourself, we were shedding our blood. 91-year-old folk out there with cutlass in hand, and guns in hand, cannons in hand, flame floors in hand, and other things in hand, ready to die. And we won this land by driving them out of here. Since then, they've toughened up the border, and Guyana realized it's not a picnic. The socialists, we showed them the conspiracy. It reaches all the way up to the Senator Stennis, head of the Armed Services Committee, when we took him on over that black mayor. It's all started back there, and us coming, us being socialist on top of it and having the principle to stand up for somebody. That's where the whole shit started. Right after that, that's when the shit started. Hit the fan immediately. They had a meeting, and the conspiracy's been working ever since. And they've tried every goddamn thing. Now kidnapping's their bait. The ambassador here's got a little bit of principles. Holy, there's light out there. That flashlight, who's roaming out there? Okay. Yeah, the road make we forget how it bends and curves and goes around back of us. All right. What was I saying? Don't worry, they won't get in here. They know goddamn way they're going to get in here. We got too much to keep them from getting in here. But I just want something to understand. You got to abide by our principles. Everybody got to stay here till we get everybody here. We let folk go, and they caused trouble. They turned traitor. Tim Stone was going back to try to clear up all of our names and crying and tears, and they threatened him a few months in jail, and the son of a bitch is now, he conspired with two San Francisco policemen. We got the whole thing laid out and murdered Chris Lewis. Him and Myrtle and all the rest of our stinking families. I named just a few of them.
You're talking about how they threatened to kidnap now, Dad?
Yeah, how they threatened to kidnap. And the foreign minister told us about it originally, and then the ambassador of the U.S. said they even had got a hold of him trying to get him to sneak. The U.S. would help him sneak in with some kind of a plane. So the Guyanese socialist Guyana Defense Force wouldn't see them. Well, he told us about it. He said, by God, there are some things he can't even tolerate. And he told us about it. We've seen him here. We've seen him here. They were here. They shot at us, 2 days ago? So, goddamn them, let them come back. They've been before. We got a Black Panther out there that got one of them. We got tigers out there. We got snakes out here. They don't come in here, but you get one bite of the son of a bitch if you go out in the jungle. Then you can last about 20 minutes, or you can slowly be paralyzed and die about 3 days later. And there's tigers out there all around. You can see them at night. Our guards see them all the time. Everybody else sees them. They come here, but there's something miraculous. They don't bother us. They don't come inside. Nobody comes in. We never had a snake bite. Hell, you couldn't have this many people living together in one community in California. You'd never find that many without somebody getting a snake bite. Right. And we are going to stay put. We're going to behave our goddamn self. We're not saving nobody back. We have a legitimate government here. Town forum, we decide things. We're right now criticizing points. Some disagreeing with me on music. And that's everyone's prerogative. But there are some basic things we don't do. We don't make demands we're going to get on a fucking airplane when we got certain people that should have been on the airplane. Right. We don't make, we don't tell some damn woman, floozy outside the movement, how to get a hold of us and pester us to death. Paul, you ought to come over here humble. Your wife hadn't, she wasn't no more than a few days ahead of you. And you stay out of trouble that long?
Yes, no. Dad.
Well, why did you tell her where she could reach you?
I didn't tell her that where she could reach me. I told her that
you're a member of People's Temple, so you know.
Yes, but you know, she must have got the information from my mom or somebody like that about the phone number. I didn't tell anybody nothing about the phone number. Or,
I didn't tell you was going. God damn it!
You told her you were in People's Temple. You
yes,
just
I told her in People's Temple, Father.
Okay. Why did you tell her? What were you trying to impress her for?
I told her I belong to the People's Temple organization, and you know, it's the only way I can find freedom, and I want to be over here with my people. You know, and I just explained it to her.
Well, then you laid her right to our door. That's how we're getting the phone calls in Georgetown.
Yes, Father.
Now, you think a woman would be after your ass? I know the CIA pays everything on the soul. They're going to charge you with some kind of charge. You're going to be charged. You won't have to worry about going back because you're going to be charged for some shit. I don't know what it is. I'll know more about it when we get through the radio. Well, I understand that, son. But what I'm saying is, why is this woman after you? I don't know how the conspiracy could reach down and pick up somebody in Louisiana. And you, I'd rather you just got laid it out plain and square with us. And get honest, because we'll find it out sooner or later anyway.
That's right.
Damn woman will do a sperm test. She'll determine who's the father of the child. I mean, she'll do a blood test and rule out the one, and then it'll be you left. Now, is there a possibility that it's your child?
Dad, it could be a blood.
Yes,
a possibility. I had sex with her, Dad, and
okay. Then why did you not? Why did you not say that?
Well, Dad, when Roulette and I was down in Louisiana together, you know, we had some problems, and You know, she was associating with other guys, and...
We're talking about you right now. We're talking about you.
Okay. She was associating with other guys, but then none of them pregnant. They ain't bothering me.
Yes, Dad. I noticed it. I know it.
Well, don't come fucking shit up.
It is a big price to pay, Dad.
Now, you nailed her. You got her fucking, and that's a typical capitalist tradition. Now, nail, that's a love. You people are in love. I tell you, leave me out of it. For Christ's sake, leave me out of it. You blamed her for all of your problems. She's responsible for the world's problems now. She fucked around some men. And is that the reason you fucked around with women? Is that what you're saying? That's what you were getting ready to say. You're getting ready to lay it right at her door. It's called People's Temple Dodgeball. We don't play dodgeball over here anymore.
How about this? You thought maybe if things didn't go well in Guyana, that you'd have somebody to come back to in the States. You'd have a little nest back there. How about that?
No way I want to go back to the United States.
Well, I know now, but isn't there an element of truth? Why would you give her so much information about your life?
I just...
You don't fuck by international telephone.
I understand that, Father.
Don't fuck as a crow flies, and there's never been a fuck that reached across an ocean.
That's right, Father.
So getting double. What up?
So what were you doing?
I mean, I was actually messing around, Father.
Well, I understand that. I understand that, and I'm sure you weren't thinking taking care of men. Don't do that. I've been the only one that I've noted that fights so hard on that subject to take care of a child, whether I hated the woman or not, when I was trying to save this entire movement. I don't notice men going out of their way fighting too much about their kids. So you weren't trying to keep a line open to save the child, so what were you trying to do? Because you're denying the child. First breath, you denied the child. Now you say it's possible it's your child.
Father, I mean, she have a contract. I don't see how she can say it's my kid, you know?
All right, that proves the point that much more. What in the hell did you give her so much information about yourself for? Is he not bordering on the closeness of truth that you wanted, just in case things didn't work out, you wanted a place, a pad to go back to?
Father, I don't want to go back to that country.
All right, you're here. You've seen it. If you're black and got any sense, even if you're white, you should have some sense and see it. But black person ought to be able to immediately figure out they don't want to go back. All this land and all this opportunity, Jesus Christ. Go in the jungle and they couldn't find us. 5,000 miles of jungle. They come after us with battalions and they ain't got no battalions. And they sure as hell better not parachute in.
Right.
The only way they can get in here is by helicopter. And I tell you, the fucker will land hard.
Because
the minute it starts down, it'll come down heavy. Ain't nothing coming in here we don't want in here. I can assure you that. So don't rest with worry about somebody getting you in your sleep.
Well, I wish you would talk because, you know, a lot of us don't want to be sitting here listening to your bullshit anyway.
We're getting pretty goddamn tired.
This is not a regular meeting night. It's called a trouble meeting night. We're called for trouble. We have two meetings tonight a week, and that's what the hell we'd like to have, so we can have some peace. As a movie's supposed to be, as refreshments, start serving the refreshments, serve them out. We try to keep some humanity in the middle of a warfare. But as obviously, as you know, Cuba was surrounded for 10 years. We got no reason to complain. If we're surrounded a few enemies, show shit. Cuba was surrounded, and they had the CIA put seeds in their clouds and drowned their crops and bombed them. Ah, fuck it. Well, sit up, son of a bitch.
Somebody's sitting on the plug or something.
Peace. Now, Marcia and I was in Cuba when they bombing children every day and night. The United States denied it was happening. So we got no complaints. Cuba went through that for 10 years. Angolan people have been going through it. They won their liberation. Ethiopian people just fighting every day for their freedom. So we got no complaint that we have a little few excursions now and then. But I try to make it hospitable as possible. I said bring tonight I guess it's cake. We try to have movies and things, and we want music. And we never did decide the thing of music. But I deal with one issue that I don't like what I see in this place. I'm going to be frank with you. I'll live with you. I don't like this fucking attitude that, by God, we got to take the world as it is. We can't change it. That's what I hear out of some of you people so much. God, take the world. Can't change it. Can't find good music because everybody's a fucker. Can't find good literature because ain't nobody that writes that's principle. What I really think you want to say, excuse my feeling, it may be wrong, I think you want to say is, I want to justify what the fuck I want to do by saying that I cannot find enough people like Victor Haar. And I'm saying if you were really principled and Victor Haar is the only man that was tortured in a concentration camp, then night, noon, and day, that's all the fuck you'd ever hear was Victor Haar. I know that wouldn't go over very well, but that's my feeling. I ain't gonna compromise with this liberal bourgeois shit. I don't care where it comes from. You may get by with it in terms of voting legislation. I'll give you the prerogative because I don't like leadership anyway. I'll lead to protect. Although the only reason I get indignant, I wonder how much you let this bourgeois shit parade itself. It doesn't encourage others. You got to be awful careful about dissent. Dissent better be over something mighty crucial. Mighty crucial. Start some shit on music and get in a tirade tonight about all that bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? Come up with some creative ideas. If you got ideas on music, think about it and put them up so we can play them. Make your request. We played whoever now. Yeah, Paul Robeson. By God, yeah. He died believing what he stood for. Black, classical, yeah. I'm sure it didn't all the jazz matazz, but it's beautiful music. Now, I disagree with Christine totally. I disagree with Christine Lucianus totally. But I think she's on the side of anarchists sometimes for anarchy's sake, and it goes to some things I need to clear out of my soul with her. Because she takes her anarchistic little patterns and does her little trips. And little trips that people report to me that I don't like. Because you've grown a million links, but had to do with your right to take things that don't belong to you and justify it. And I don't buy that kind of shit. If everybody did that, the whole organization would be up a fucking creek, a ship without a goddamn paddle. But there's a certain anarchist say, well, just because they're in Cuba, they're communists. That don't mean they're communists. Well, it's better than living in the United States, because all they have to do is to ask to get out of Cuba, and Castro will send them to Miami. And the United States like to make points. They like to show, because people are leaving the United States. A lot of people are leaving the United States. So they like to make points by taking in a bunch of fascists. I disagree with this. I want to lay it out just very clearly where I disagree. The other night, I didn't know. What I'm really pissed at Christine about is that they got back to the gossip train. He said, I knew that's what Dad would do next, is take away the music. I'm talking to her. I'm laying it out. I'll find her. I like to clear things off my chest. Who wants to know what about serving what?
Keller wants to serve everybody one slice of cake and those on snacks, and praises get a slice of cinnamon bread.
Everybody wants to, okay, the ones that got praises gets another slice of cinnamon bread. That's fine. So if you got praise, be sure to take their name down before they get it.
A question.
Yes, Mother.
I'd like to know, young man, what connection did you have with United States out of Georgetown that you got in such a hurry to get to Jonestown?
You better answer it right.
The only connection I had is to getting out of that country because I want to be here.
No, she's talking about Georgetown.
What's that?
Oh. There's no connection in Georgetown. I have to get out of Georgetown. I just want to be here. That's all.
You don't understand me. Did you phone the United States from Georgetown? What made you get in such a hurry to get out of Georgetown to get here?
No, I did not phone the United States from Georgetown.
That's
That's right. Why couldn't you wait on you the boat?
This mom's right. Mabley, this mom's Mabley, who in there was one of our best performers in her 70s, and you took her airplane seat that she could have taken. Black woman in his 70s.
Proud of yourself?
No, I'm not proud of myself. I really feel like my head is in my butt.
That when he was in Louisiana, he was always talking about how he had some woman that liked him a lot, and she had carpet on his floor, and she had a car, and I wasn't acting right. And the reason why I wasn't acting right, because he was always ass from the very beginning. And I had to get out there whole round to feed my baby because he couldn't do a job. Now you explain that to Dad.
Yes, Dad. I stopped my job because I was supposed to leave on the 20th.
Don't tell me no shit. You had to stop your job. You was working.
You got the money.
Too busy. He's too busy running after his brothers and them. They none of them's no good. They all do the same thing.
That's
he's
right.
So busy trying to run after them. I try to tell them and straighten them out. Tell them that, you know, at the time we were calling you father this and father that, you know, examples. He don't want to listen to nobody.
That's true, Father. That's
real.
True.
You're going to listen now because you're in Jonestown.
That's true.
And you...
My quarrel with you, Christine, is this, that you made comments to others that you knew the next thing, you knew that I was going to take all these tape recorders away from people.
I believe I wrote you a note that I took.
No, I didn't hear no note. I didn't hear no shit note. I got a second hand, which I didn't like that. Unless somebody took your note and didn't pass it on.
I wrote you a note that I had, right before Paula had left. I said, I knew it. Our last diversion. Pardon? No, I don't think in any way I'm a prophet. I shouldn't have said that, and I wrote you a note saying that it was out of line. And as far as that goes,
I didn't read that.
I can do without music. I could be in prison right now, not have music, not have books. I could be dead, and it's all right. You know, it's just, I happen to like it, but it's, I can do without it. And I can go to prison, just as well be in prison, and...
Well, nobody...
Huh? I don't have a tape recorder. I was using one. It got turned in. There's no tape recorder accessible.
Well, there's shit going around. Better clear you, because you're an important coordinating role. That you take people's clothes. Are you doing that?
No, I'm wearing Daisy's dress, but she let me borrow it.
Okay, that's all right. I believe in clearing that. That wasn't to hurt you. That was to help you. The other was for me. I like to get shit off. I don't like the shit that you guys do to me. Backbiting me and saying, well, you haven't had this, you haven't had this. You don't know how much I haven't had.
Right.
And I was young like you one day. And a long, long life. A long goddamn life since I was 17 and felt constrained to have to be a communist. I didn't always want to do what I had to do. But I felt that was my moral obligation. And I know that you have resentments. A lot of young people go through. You've grown up in the church. You got these goddamn resentments. But you got to look at it, too. There's love out there. There's sexual companionship. If people feel that illusion, it's in this movement, you know, it can be had. You've been more disciplined than most in that area. You sure have not been run around by your ass. But whatever you feel you're missing, I don't know what you think you miss. I've heard that comment.
I have not said that in quite a while.
Good. Okay. Well, we won't review cold shit. Nobody has anything to say about any clothing been taken by this woman. I want shit laid to rest on that stuff. Because we come down heavy on it. If somebody borrows clothes, that's the business of people. And as long as you take care of each other, that's your own mutual consent. But we should not, Hell, we coming down heavy on it. Don't do no stealing. Don't do no stealing. We had a lot of it going on here, and little things, little shit, because we've just been conditioned to do it. But we cannot have it. We've got to all share and share alike. We're going through what Cuba called the austerity stage. And you can develop a war psychosis, as Fidel said. And they lost nearly 40% of their productive capacity because they were so busy defending themselves. And we will have to defend ourselves. Another thing was that I heard from you, Jerry Parks, that you didn't like food. They had to get special food for you. And I don't get this shit out of the way because we're not running a delicatessen.
Come on up, bud.
No, I didn't tell anyone that I didn't like it. It was...
Well, I heard, and I was getting your child and getting a handicapped young man with no income at all because you people had interest in him. I don't know him from jack shit. And I heard that you said you were going to have to come out here and try to test this place out for your child coming there already on the way. Did you make that comment?
No, I didn't say I was going to test it. I said I would rather they would wait until we come on because I didn't know whether he would be able to take
He'd be able to what?
But
that's not the way I heard it. I want to get this goddamn self straight. That's not the way I heard it. I'm finished with you. As that clears it, you haven't taken nothing. Nobody stood up to say it.
The thing is, Jerry, the impression given was that you were going to check this place out, test it, check it out, whatever. You were going to see how it was before you...
That's what come across the radio to me, and I went, that pissed me off. Here, I'm taking an epileptic young man out of you for your daughter's sake, and if you've got a chance of your child growing up in the States, sure as hell they'll become a drug addict. White or black, we hear these people all night. I'm on the radio building friends, trying to get money because a goddamn conspiracy has cut off Social Security, cut off our mail, blocked our goddamn mail, drag out. You got to make a, Sean, don't forget, you got to see about that phone patch you got to make. People don't get their goddamn mail. And they intercept the mail. We've got the stamp. They wouldn't let any mail get into Guyana. They don't let our mail get out to try to cause disruption between people and their relatives or their businesses. And some fool told them where we're all at. Always tell them where we're all at so I get all your bills. Have to fight with your goddamn bills. It's not right. You should have left your bills behind. And I should never have had to struggle with worrying about paying people's bills over here. I'll be goddamn people don't give their forwarding address. And part of it was a mistake on secretarial instruction. They made a fuck-ass stupid mistake. Nobody should have ever told anybody where the hell you're going. We'd have had a lot less trouble.
Right.
Particularly, you didn't need to tell no goddamn businesses so we get piles of bills every month.
Right.
But now somebody said that. Now you know, and by the way, we have one firm law that whether they know anything about it, the relative stands with their relatives, and we do that to break up the cover-ass syndrome that goes on with families. And there's a cover-ass syndrome that goes on with families. That's the only thing I don't like about it. That's why I think Lennon had a point when he said, have arrangements to fuck and don't get in sick alliances because the only alliance you should have is to the revolution. And we have a lot. We are not doing that. We won't break up your family structure. We don't make nobody share their nookie with anybody. You can have your nookie until you want to, you know, die with it. I don't give a goddamn. If you're new and now you two are married, you don't dare fool nobody else. You don't get no divorce unless it's approved by town forum.
Yes, Dad.
You can fuck each other upside down through your eyeballs. I don't give a shit. But you don't break ranks and break the union up because it caused too much fucking confusion. Maybe one day there'll be some other methodology. Maybe it'll be everybody free love. I don't know. But I'm afraid it wouldn't be very free because it'd always be somebody left out. Because people don't look at soul or they don't look at character. They're always looking at body.
Right.
And so somebody be left out sure as hell.
Right.
Yeah, you may explain your position. I'd like very much for you to explain your position because it pissed the hell out of me.
Ask no one for no special food, but the food that they had prepared was so highly seasoned, so hot, and I cannot, no way can I eat that kind of food. I did not ask for anything different. I just said that I couldn't
eat
it.
Well, we have diets without seasoning, but you didn't ask, then you didn't ask for special foods. We were told over the radio that they had to go get you special foods. Everything's made a report. They don't make it to hurt nobody. They make reports every day. Just make the reports of what goes on. You have to have that because we are under, as I said, a state of emergency. We are under a state of emergency. So this place is tightened up. It's nice. You could flow in here and walk around, stroll around. No, we didn't used to have these problems. We didn't have to go through people's things and go through body searches. It's the first fucking week we ever went through body searches in our life. But now, I mean, since, you know, the temple, we did it. But now it's getting close. You got somebody out there wants to play a little mischief, so we want to be sure that nobody in here with a little microphone. And if that fucker shows up again and wants to get a shootout, and he'll go down, because the last one we carried him out, delivered him to Reb Edwards, and he took care of him.
That's right.
He and Dr. Shack, they make a hell of a scapel.
Hi.
And a remarkable beef stew.
That's right.
And your stomach trouble will get cured after you're in a war or after a while.
It is.
A little CIA shit here, a little CIA shit there. No, I don't mind if you got a highly seasoned reactions, and probably all medicines, all sicknesses are hypochondria. We're finding that most of the things we've cured up over here, if you give us some time with it, all stress, cancer even, begins in mind. But we have diet. Areas that where a person doesn't have seasoning and special diets, that's a different thing. I know you had some abdominal distress and surgery potential, but that what bothered me more than that was that it was definitely stated that you said that you were going to come and check the place out in so many words before your daughter was coming in here. I've got them already on the goddamn way. Plus a man that I don't know, and I got to pay all that Dilantin, and that's a hell of a bill, because Dilantin has to be transported from the Soviet Union.
We have already bought his year's supply.
Well, that's good. That's thoughtful. That's thoughtful. I appreciate that. But still, he is a sick man without income. I don't know him, and I did that out of concern for you and your daughter.
This is why we made that statement after we got here. We wasn't sure, maybe, that we should not come on ahead.
If you're worried about him staying, he will stay when he gets here. He won't have any problem about that.
That's right.
He'll adjust to the situation. And the only other thing you can do is either adjust or walk to the jungle, and it's meet snakes, panthers, and all that shit if one wants to do that, and guns. And be arrested by the police and put into a federal penitentiary. He'll don't have no problem adjusting. What were you worried about? What were you worried about?
I forget what the last statement now was I made to you. But anyhow, John Brown is the one that made the overture to me when we were discussing it. He says, Jerry, why don't you, instead of having them come on ahead, we thought we should come on here and see how things went.
Well,
John Brown made the overture to me.
Did you tell that to anybody else? Johnny's doing that intelligently and sincerely, probably, before. What did he say? What did he say to you exactly?
John Jones.
I've legally adopted him.
I'm sorry.
That's no problem. Just correcting.
He said, why don't you go on to Jonestown and see how you like it? And then contact them and have them to come over. That's exactly the words that were spoken to me, was it not?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember exactly. We did say something about this boy adjusting, not just the boy, my daughter too. And we was really sorry that we had even brought him into this before we left the States. What I'm talking about is he's kind of hyper, and his Yeah, he'll probably work out better than maybe I would.
He's a fine worker. Good worker.
Everybody works out when they get... What's that?
He was fired from his job because of epilepsy, which they now have under control with this third drug they've added.
Well, that's what touched me, handicap. Everybody treated like a nigger that's got handicaps. What the hell's going on out there? If you got something to say, what? I don't know how you eat your cake and talk, too. And it costs a hell of a lot of money, so can't you be quiet? It costs a lot of money to give people these refreshments every weekend. Candy. You don't know that shit. Chicken dinner, Sunday chicken dinner, $4,200 to feed this family. Now, it takes an education. It takes an education, Pat. It takes an education to adjust. You got to come to what we teach as zero. Zero. You got to realize that two out of three babies are going to bed hungry. You got to think about the bloody things. Will you shut up, please? The bloody things that all our tax dollars have done to murder people, like this great singer that was on here and torture them. Then you will adjust because you realize you have no reason to complain when two out of three babies are going to bed hungry. I would bet Christine's right. A man like that will get the message. It isn't that tough. You guys are into a war here tonight. We don't normally have this kind of greeting. It's not the way we greet people. We have a party and a dance and so forth, or orchestration. We're in a war. They tell us to be very careful if everybody comes in here now, because we have an absolute informer has stepped forward, told us the plans of Stone, told us the implication of involvement in the murder, and there's several of them involved in it. Mrs. Myrtle, Grace Stone, and lots of things been told I'm not going to go into at this point, but we have proof. The person didn't like us because I'd used religion and I didn't believe in God and I was a Marxist, and they left us. And they got wrapped up in this conspiracy, but they saw what the hell was going on. And if you wanted to kidnap John, who came out of the fact that you all know that story. You've all been educated in that, haven't you? You surely have in San Francisco. They've all told you about that. Because I told everybody to be told that before they come here. So you can understand what it means to have to become all things to all men. Any means you can save them, or all women, whatever. Anyhow, now please be quiet. I don't enjoy orientation, but you had to have your time. Now, what was I talking about? Listen, Sat, will you march through here with your guns and stop this shit? I'm tired of this talk. It's distracted me, and I haven't had any sleep for some days now, being that I was up all day and all night on that goddamn radio because the FCC is trying to crush us. When you think how bitter, and you'll see how mean they are. You watch them, you'll see how mean they are. You saw how mean they come around here and tried to kill old people. They didn't care who they tried to shoot. They didn't care what they did. Take old people's checks. Social Security stopped all of our checks. May do it again. President Carter's in trouble since you left. The FBI's put him under investigation because he spoke up for African, not because he wanted to, but because he felt the Russians and Cubans were going to take over Africa because they're helping all of the liberation struggles. They're the true heroes of the people. And now he went home, and as soon as he gets home, he's up for an FBI investigation because he... supposed to be covering for one of his own congressmen who, under investigation by the Republican district attorney, federal district attorney of Philadelphia, and he fired him like every president does. They always fire every appointee of the previous administration, put new ones in. That's just law of life. And the BBC made the bitter, biting comment that they think it's because he is not going along with the right wing in the country, the strong right wing in the country that wants to have a nuclear showdown. They're putting the military, against his instructions, says he, have placed neutron bombs all over Europe. So he ain't got no choice, because America, his ass is going to be wiped out. So one adjusts to life, and you think about your child. How's your child going around if she lived with radiation, blind from radiation poisoning? Today I brought out on the news, they put several thousands of American U.S. soldiers right in a radiation center to test what to do to their bodies, and some how many of them had already developed cancer. 50 of them, I think, 50 of them had developed cancer, definitely from that radiation, and they didn't know how many more thousands were going to. Lousy bunch of pricks. Experiment with germ warfare right in the cities, or the subways of New York, wasn't it? The subways of New York and the freeways of Pennsylvania. They don't give a goddamn. They don't give a goddamn about people. United States doesn't care about people. Nobody but a capitalist country would build a neutron bomb that destroys people and all living things and only leaves not, won't even touch a piece of paper. Paper won't be moved off the table. Nobody but the capitalists would think of that kind of a wicked weapon. Well, something's going on strange in the United States because he's been given a subpoena for a hearing. And hell, we may have a, we have to give our bodies like I did. I don't know, but we'll live. Out there is plenty of land, and there's wild hog, and wild bush cow, and big fish. I hope some people fish when that boat get in. Who was that sister brought in 40 pounds, brought in 40 pounds of that tasty fish? Of course, we'll have 4,000 some pounds of fish coming in on a boat. But you'll adjust. It, when you stop to think that two out of three babies went to bed hungry from the tax dollars you were earning, the portion of the 18-20% of your taxes was going to pay the CIA to murder people all over the world. CIA today implicated in Cambodia and implicated today Cuba. The Radio Cuba talked about torturing, what was it, school children in Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, taking them and torturing them to try to break the Patriotic Front. They went into a sector where the Patriotic Front, the revolutionary government of Zimbabwe that's resisting that horrible white dictator in Rhodesia, and they took over the, all the school where these army people were putting their children and tortured every blessed, every one of them in it, the USIA, through USIA cooperation. You don't get no, any news until you get a hold of Cuba, and you can't hardly hear it because they jam the son of a bitch. I tried to put it over the radio, so I have to be the newscaster because they'll jam the news. They won't let you get the news. And then you read it in the San Francisco Chronicle before you left, a colonel and a major in the U.S. Army over there under the pay of U.S. in Rhodesia, beat a little black baby senseless, 6 years of age, and made her take a wire and put around the chief of the tribe, put the wire around his penis and balls and pulled him off. That's inhumanity. It's so diabolical it makes your stomach revolt. And then they did, the man died for 3 days laying in that agony. What's going to happen to that little baby left alive? And they left her alive to face the torturous problems of her conscience after that. What could a six-year-old do? And you stop to think about what your money did and what your comforts did. Every time you bought a McDonald's hamburger, a portion of it went to war and CIA murder. Every time you went to a movie, every time you lifted up your fucking telephone, what is it? How much of the telephone bill? I've forgotten. How much of the telephone bill goes to warfare? What? 10%. Thank you. 10%. Every time you pay a bill, dial a telephone, all your pay telephones. There's really high on the pay telephones. Much of that goes to war. So you get adjusted. It will be time, and we're patient. But everybody can understand this shit. You don't check us out. Christ, we let people do that, and they went back and lied. Mrs. Williams, I want to go back and make money. I've got my time, and I'll go back and make money. And just cried how much I love you, Father, and you saved me from cancer, and you healed my husband, raised him from the dead. Yeah. She went back, and I don't know who twisted her thumb, but hell, she'd been a mean enemy. We got the Olivers, and they're trying to kidnap their child. Tried to kidnap them, taking blood white money to murder. Sons of bitches. And Tim Stone, finally, from crying and wanting to clear up all of our records, he's now back there, asked for the death of Chris Lewis. We got the proof of it. He and Myrtle and Grace. And I don't know who else, but I know that much about it. Won't know the rest till they get into that case and see some of it that you carried in here. I guess you carried it in. I guess they're looking at that case. And it's a hell of a business. And when you stop to think of the murderous shit that's being done by the United States, you'll adjust. And I don't believe the boyfriend will have any problem, and your girl will adjust. Everybody else has, white and black. And I don't mean adjust because there's a damn gun around here and there's machine guns and that kind of stuff. I don't mean that. I'm talking about adjusted because they see. Finally, they see.
Right.
That means that life, everything's going to be happy and wonderful and purposeful 24 hours a day. But when you stop to think about this place as opposed to that place, your child could have an accident. Your child could have an accident. That pretty little girl there could have an accident. Where in the hell would they have a love of a father that would get an airplane like you guys come in on, pay that son of a bitch, run it in, have a neurologist there, take the doctor in on it, take him back on it with the patient, take him out of a meeting he was supposed to go to, and have a neurologist ready to fly in and pay $25,000. Now, where in the hell are you going to get that? And I don't know where the next penny is coming in. And I had to give my body to get money. It wasn't communal money. Hell's fire. It wasn't your tithes. I wouldn't have been able to pay the $6 million worth of property here. I wouldn't have been able to pay for the $6 million worth of buildings and developments and hydraulic, the heavy duty. I wouldn't have been able to pay for this shit.
Right.
Now, I'm talking about central supply. Go look at that and look in the medical department. You look at $100,000 worth of supplies.
Right.
Now, talk about medicines. Talk $250,000 U.S. You're talking nearly $1 million Guyanese right down there. Shit. And we got some money here for several months. They can cut us off all of our checks. They'll give us time to decide who's going to fuck who out there. And I'm old, but by God, I can find some old floozy down the river. I fucked before. I can fuck again. Now you got some old rich bitches down there don't want to go socialist and got money around their waist. Patty gets it, by God, and Patty isn't what you call the Miss America contest winner, but she sure as hell knows how to get that money, don't she? Every week she comes in here, we have to live on. That's why Tommy and Patty and Ravina are charmers. Every week they come back with $1,000. And we have to have that. And every week those little kids you saw them going out in the streets, we got a lot of friends in Guyana. You saw Joan, the little black young lady, and you saw Bobby, the little white young man. They make $1,000 a week. That's what the hell it takes. And if you could trust some more of these sons of bitches, we'd eat. We'll eat.
Right.
Fuck, we'll eat. You bet your ass we'll eat. Nuclear war comes, we'll eat. Any kind of chaos, the world depression they're talking about, like the OECD says that Japan doesn't do something to release their surpluses very damn quick. In West Germany, the whole economic system is going to collapse, and Japan won't do it because it's racist. They won't do it. And so United States, is dollars going down, 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 down. Inflation going up, 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 up. And on the verge of a 1929 crash. I hope it comes. Shit, we'll have it made then.
Right.
I don't want the nuclear war to come till we see everybody out of there that wants a chance at life. But this life for your children. Don't worry about you and I. You're getting up my age. Don't worry about us. Hell, look at your child. She couldn't have lived in America. She's got to face nuclear war. She got to face nuclear war or famines because they're running out of food. The ecosystem's all fucked up. You saw how the water washed away Los Angeles practically a few weeks ago because they seed the clouds for the rich. Then 2 years of drought because people have messed up the whole weather. The United States is a dying nation. Its cities are dying. Its farmlands are dying. Nebraska, the main food belt, was washed out in these floods. We got land, 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 land. Wildlife out there. Frogs bigger than a domestic chicken.
Right.
I just don't like to go eating them, but they get them out. The kids get them out of the well every day. Little Hicks kid, they get them out of the kid. He and his comrade, I don't know who helps him, they get those big, great big frogs, big as a chicken.
Right.
I just don't like to go eat them. No, they're tasty. I love to eat them. I just kind of have a fondness for the mother, the way they protect their young, because they'll put their mother right on. The mother will ride frogs on their back as big as bullfrogs in the States. Their babies, when they come, are big as bullfrogs. And she fights for them. She'll stand up on her and just fight for those frogs. And we saw one in our well drown, floating her babies. Her babies didn't drown. She drowned floating her babies. Because they're land frogs, and they get in our wells. We got beautiful mineral springs, clean air, shit, stuff clears up here. You think U.S. is so great? When you go through your medical exam, we'll see. 19 people have been through medical exams in the States. We found cancer in them.
Right.
They'd have died if we hadn't got to it and got surgery quick, radiation quick. So there'll be some things that'll be hard for your adjustment. I get the matter out clear. I just want to clear the slate that we say everything directly to our face here. No criticism. Can't say anything behind anybody's back. If you do, you're in trouble. If you want to say anything in town forum, you can say it. You say anything to me, you want to write up criticism about how to improve the place, fine, we welcome it. All socialists grow through self-criticism and group criticism. We welcome it. Now, you understand the essence of what I'm talking about. All of you understand it. You're going to live with her and you're going to be peaceful. Where'd she go? Did she leave you already?
Yes, Dad.
We have a little crowded housing. We're sorry about that, but you will have your own space for coupling. We do have we try to keep our children in places where we can give them proper medical health and observe them for a while. We don't have time to build family houses yet, but couples are together. We keep our children under controlled situations so that we can get rid of the diseases. Diseases that we got here? No. Tuberculosis that you brought in with your children from the United States.
Right.
You wouldn't believe the shit we found that was carried in here. People say worms in the jungle? Uh-uh.
We got a child here that had tapeworm from the United States that blocked the bowel. If I hadn't have found it in the middle of the night, little Jim Arthur, if I hadn't have found him, he'd have died.
Right.
Blocked with the tapeworms. I just felt a sensation to walk out at 4 o'clock in the morning to where he was, way over there in the field. He'd have been dead. We've had miracles after miracles, people paralyzed from accidents, not following safety instructions. We got to all be careful about walking now because we're in the cycle of threes about brain injuries, which is a hell of a business. Got a lot on my mind tonight. I got to sit here with a lot on my mind. I don't want to tell you how bad that child, what condition that child's in. I got to set that on my mind and deal with it. This is the analysis of this about how many children we've had blind. I can't be expected to heal everybody. I can't be. I'm a human that feels pain, needs sleep just like the rest of you. I happen to have a scientific socialist faculty that's beyond the normal. And that shouldn't be expected of me. Particular people shouldn't be careless and get me in these messes. Somebody sometime not going to get healed. That child's alive, and I got more to do. I got more to do because the child's blind. Understand, I got more to do. That's one hell of a business because this goddamn shit. But David Goodman was healed. He was blind.
Right.
And who else was blind? Rose was blind. And right here, our sister was blind. Tommy Bikeman was blind. Hell, he was blown to shrapnel practically. Blew him up. Bones twisted and torn and dead. So somehow, the consciousness will be there. But I got to sit here worrying because I don't believe in nothing of love in this universe. These kids got their bald equipment in first goddamn day, their lovely equipment, and the first goddamn day they play. Somebody gets them. They get killed. They get killed. I mean, his brain is split open. I'm tired and my words are not coming out too clearly. But that's a hell of a note. But we're going to have to watch and not get caught up in ourselves. We got to watch our children. We got to watch about who we work around so nobody gets injured. Because you know it's a miracle to 1,000 people and nobody dead.
Right.
You know that's a goddamn miracle.
Right.
No child injured or paralyzed or blind yet.
Right.
I mean, yet permanently.
I just wanted to say that people, you know, I know the guys that were playing out there could attest to the fact that, like, I was close to when it happened, and I couldn't follow that bat with my eye. I didn't see it. I didn't even know he lost it until I saw his hands empty. And when I heard it, it just sounded like something just thrown up against a brick wall. Should have killed that kid instantly. It should have crushed his head. It was a miracle.
Child should never got to the airport.
That's right. And he wasn't unconscious 1 minute, and he talked to me the whole time. He was never incoherent. He never, you know, he constantly had, you know, use of his faculties, and he talked to me. And another thing I'm grateful for is that the kid was beautiful. And it wasn't for this place, you know, that it wouldn't be possible. And he was just beautiful. He was strong. I mean, he cried from the pain, but goddamn, I mean, he was beautiful. And that, you know, I'm grateful for that. And I'm also grateful for the fact that he's alive.
Don't worry about your children. They'll make it. If we who are older have a child. But then when you see your children and think about your children being safe, and 5,000 miles of territory, and all you have to do is walk in that jungle with me. They'll walk out there without me, though, because people get lost. One was lost, an officer, 7 days in there. He was only 1 mile from the outer edges, but he damn near starved to death, because you got to know what you're doing. I have a sixth sense. Please have people raise their hands if they never got their first piece of cake. Snacks and praises will be passed out after meeting in the dining room. Okay, raise your hands. Sometimes somebody will die. That's life, but there's much less likelihood of it here. 11 people in automobile accidents. 11 people in automobile accidents dead who didn't want to come over here. And that could happen in Ukiah, California. That goddamn earthquake could have swallowed you people up in Ukiah. One day one's going to hit it. The big one's going to come. And drugs can reach every child, white, black, and nuclear war.